Oh boy, all right, here we go. Let's do it, everybody. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast for this Thursday, November 15th, a thirsty sixth Thursday anniversary for John. We are combining yesterday's Thirsty Thursday debate and today's 36th anniversary in radio, something John can claim to have been all his own without a debate. It's Dave here, all the clips ready to go for you. We talked the snowstorm today. It may be happening right now for all I know. I don't know. They just put me in this padded room without windows and forced me to stay for 8 hours until I'm released. But we also talked about free beer. We had plenty of free beer in celebration of John's anniversary today. Tip of the cap to Yuengling and their new Golden Pilsner for that. We talked the grossest things we've ever found in a fridge, mused about how many sex partners mom had and what that can mean for you. Record producer Giles Martin joined us. He is the son of the legendary George Martin of Beatles fame, and he had his hand deeply invested and involved in the new White Album remasters, which we talked about. And comedian Sashir Zameda joined us. First time on the show. A lot of first-time comics on the show lately, and she added her name to that list. So here you go. Hope you enjoy. Happy Thirsty 6th anniversary to everybody out there. Thanks for listening. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
It's my Thirstyversary.
It is.
It's my Thirstyversary.
36 years.
36 years.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Like, I'm keeping the Thirsty Thursday thing alive from yesterday.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Well, you should today, because 36 sort of makes it punny.
Yeah, it does. It does. See, that's how it worked out when I first did it. You see, we were playing on the words.
When you took it from the minor league team.
Well, I didn't take it from the minor league team. They don't count.
Listen to our podcast from tomorrow if you want to hear some of the dumbest debating of your life, because it's all there for you.
From yesterday.
Yes.
You said from tomorrow.
Oh, sorry.
From tomorrow.
Dave's from listen to that one, too.
He knows what we're doing tomorrow yet. We don't even know.
I'm a time traveler.
32 degrees outside with temperature today, getting up to 38, and all hell's going to break loose. Probably will happen maybe after the 7 o'clock hour. Snow, sleet, changing rain. I got to tell you, you would have thought the apocalypse was coming. You would have thought it was the wildfires in California if you watched the 6 o'clock news last night.
Their first
big storm. Ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
They've been waiting.
Channel 10 went over the top. There was barely a news story.
Polar bears in studio.
That's it. You know, and they're selling their app. You know, going like, well, it'll tell you the temperature where you are.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
That's great.
You mean
it's not going to give me the temperature in Ohio? Wow. I mean, it was just stupid. Television stations should be embarrassed with the way they acted yesterday for what could possibly be, you know, in the northern suburbs, 2 inches of snow, all of which will be gone by this afternoon.
Hopefully.
All right?
Yeah, but it's November snow.
Yeah. Well, so what?
This is first winter.
Oh, this is first winter?
We're going to get like 4 winters this year, guys.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
Probably won't see anything happening until about 8 o'clock this morning, but snow and sleet changing to rain today, the temperature getting up to 38 degrees, or if you were watching the news last night, an apocalypse is coming. I was pissed and embarrassed. I really was. I mean, it was just ridiculous the way the TV stations were going over the top because the snow word
That's
had
so
shown
funny.
Up. I mean,
it's their first one. You know they're going to go buy
it. And it's November.
It's not going to be much of a storm. You know, the one thing they kept saying on all of them is it'll be gone by afternoon. Any snow that happens will be gone by afternoon. Right, it's going to be too warm for it to stay there. It's going to rain. I mean, so what? So why are you making like I'm telling you? Channel 10 totally felt they threw the news out the window. They threw the news out the window from like 6:05 to 6:20.
I'm going
to
watch
like,
now.
And now here's what it's going to be in Burlington County. I was like, really?
Change the channel and you'll die.
Right? So 32 degrees outside right now. Later on this morning at 7:40 this morning, a Beatles producer engineer Giles Martin is going to be joining us to talk about the re-release of the White Album, and we're going to do all White Album for a Breakfast of the Beatles today. It is a very special day, of
course.
Sure is. All right, because today is the day, it's National Clean Out Your Fridge Day.
Oh, you
thought I was going to my 36th anniversary?
Yes.
All right. Well, I could, you know, because it is my Thirstyversary.
Sure is.
Right. You're not going to take these away from me, right?
No, because I know for a fact that you didn't invent these. I've met
I didn't invent one. Thirstiversary was mine. Thirsty sixth anniversary was Bill's.
Bill Tuflor, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Tuflor.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He was proud of that yesterday.
Sure was proud of it.
But I'm the one that's using it on the air, so it's mine.
All right. Of course.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
Ron McKee, the owner of the Asheville
Tourist.
Yeah. You don't mean crap around here.
Thirsty Thursday.
You don't mean crap around here at all.
Country bumpkin.
As a matter of fact, we have managed to get the fine folks at Yingling to give us their new Yingling Golden Pilsner.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Is that what we got?
Yeah, that's what we got.
That's delicious.
A modern Pilsner crafted with the perfect balance of hop and malt characters for a crisp, smooth refreshment.
It is. Now, I know that you did not create that.
I did
I've
not.
I've actually met Dick, and I know that he created it.
I know you met Dick. Usually you act like one. but for my thirsty sixth anniversary, right, today is my 36th anniversary, yeah. And we're going to hand out this. You know what? Let's hand out a case now.
All right. All right.
Let's hand out a case now.
Oh, yeah.
Be my 36th caller.
Oh.
This is my 36th anniversary.
Trend here. Okay.
Yeah, well, that'll be the number all day. You got to be caller 36, and we will give you a case of Yingling. Is it a case or is it a six-pack?
It's a case.
It's a case.
Yeah,
okay,
I hooked it
good.
Up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we know how to celebrate a 36th
damn
anniversary.
Right.
So 215-263-WMGK. Get yourself on the phone. Get yourself a case of Yingling. By the way, what is today's clean out your refrigerator day? Grossest thing you found in your refrigerator or ever found in your refrigerator?
You know, it wasn't my refrigerator. It was our sister station's refrigerator,
okay, yeah.
The Fanatics refrigerator. It was a yogurt that had expired 4 years
prior. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I just one time I forgot that I had stashed vodka in a water bottle. So I just took a massive chug. Probably 6 or 7 months later, totally forgot, spit it all out across the floor.
No, but the grossest thing I think I've ever found, you ever go into a refrigerator, forget that there's like a cucumber there, you know, it's got that plastic wrap on it.
Yeah, the mushiness.
But it's gone bad.
Yes.
And then you go and grab it, and it's like a push-up pop, you know, it's like, that's terrible.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9 MGK. Is this my 36th caller on hold here?
Yeah. Sorry, yes.
All right. Let me go to the phone. Hi, MGK. You're caller 36. Who is this?
Hey, John, this is Kevin Brady. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Kevin. All right, now, this is where you wish me happy 36th anniversary.
Happy 36th anniversary. I'm getting thirsty as we speak.
Now is when you sing me your anniversary song.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yes! What was that from?
Kevin, you were the man.
What was that from?
I don't know.
No, it was from like the Three Stooges or something like that.
What is it from, Kevin?
The Flintstones.
Flintstones.
Okay.
Dude, you got a case of Yingling.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
So, Cindy, I got a question for you this morning. Actually, I got a question for everybody this morning.
All right.
There's a new study out of Ohio State University that looked at more than 7,000 mothers and their children, and they found an unexpected connection. The number of, quote, romantic partners you've had is probably right around the same number as your mom.
Yeah.
Well, this is awkward.
Why can't you talk about me and my mother?
In your case, it would be you and your mother. In your kids' case, it would be them and you.
It's definitely not the same for me and my mother.
Yeah, same here. Definitely
she
not the
Catholic
same.
She was Catholic in the 50s.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully it's not the same case for your daughters.
Yeah, I don't
want to
know.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you, if this is true, my mother was a slut. This ain't good at all. How about you, Steve?
Zero. My mom is a zero.
Your mom is
Immaculate Conception.
Immaculate Conception.
Yeah, my mother.
She was a nun,
saint.
Wasn't she?
She's a saint. She's a nun. You know? Never ever. Oh, man.
It's just the research say it's probably because our mothers pass on relationship skills to us, which influences us on how we interact with everyone.
Huh. Yeah, this study's BS.
Yeah.
I guess that kind of goes with the whole thing. You marry your dad, right?
If you're a girl.
Oh, no, I married me and Big Dan. That's what I meant. Me and Big Dan, we got hitched.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Does Kristen want to share something? Used to be Christopher.
It's very popular nowadays.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
You know, it's sort of funny with this new remix of the album. On some songs, I hear it. I hear blatant changes, like on Glass Onion. Uh-huh. All right, his voice up front was more up front.
The vocals right? really came.
Yeah, the vocals really cutting through. And the strings up front really came banging through in a big way. On that song, on Birthday, I heard no difference at all. Birthday sounded
normal.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. So, and of course, we started out with some from the Escher demo. Giles Martin, George Martin's son, who produced and engineered this new remix and remastering of the White Album, is going to be joining us at 7:40 this morning. And we'll talk to him about more, gets a little more insight into putting this project together. 32 degrees outside right now. With it being my 36th anniversary.
Yep. Yeah. Big day.
And seeing that it is a Thirstyversary, and it is Thirsty Thursday,
mm-hmm.
a day I came up with here in Philadelphia.
Ron McKee.
All right.
You used to go by that.
Yeah.
When you were the owner of the Asheville Tourists.
Right. Yeah.
The minor league baseball team.
By the
team.
Way, we saw yesterday, every cup of beer they have there says, Home of Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
The originators.
Yeah. I thought that was MMR's slogan upstairs still to this day.
Right. No, it's not. It's ours today, though.
Well, damn it right.
It is ours
You're damn
today
right
because it is my 36th anniversary, and we've got cases of a Yingling Golden Pilsner.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. If I'm having a hard time with that, imagine what's going to happen when Sashir Zamata gets here. All right, you know, and we're going to give you a chance of getting a case of that for 36th anniversary day, right? But there might be those out there, and Cindy, maybe you're thinking about it. You know, okay. Here it is, my anniversary, and everybody might be scrambling for a gift.
Nope.
Right. Well, I figured that much from you, Steve.
Not at all.
Other people who like me. Right, my,
Dave.
My,
did my, you?
It's too close to Christmas. I just lump them together.
Again, you know, frugal Gibson over here. All right,
parsimonious.
Parsimonious. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, you know how much I'm into space and space travel.
Yeah.
And all that
yeah.
stuff.
Space boy. Yep.
Well, Axiom Space has teamed up with a travel firm to put together a program set to fire off in 2020, and included in the price. You go through astronaut training, a round trip transportation to the International Space Station on a SpaceX rocket. You stay there for 10 days. You get your own module. It only has a 24-inch window, though, but you're in your own module. You got your own little home there. You're up there playing with the astronauts. Yeah. So I was thinking maybe as a gift from you guys and all of the listeners, maybe somebody could start a GoFundMe page.
Wow.
It's not a bad idea, actually. A little crowdfunding, sure.
Yeah, a little crowdfunding would be great.
Yeah, what's the price tag on this?
$55 million.
Oh, good. Dave and I will combine our salaries, and it'll get about 0.00001% of what you need.
Right. You combine your salaries, they'll come up with enough money to fly me to where the rocket is. Yeah. And that's really about it.
Gallon of fuel.
All right. Seeing that it is my 36th anniversary on this Thirsty Thursday, which I invented here in Philadelphia. All right, why don't you be my 36th caller, and we'll give you a case of Yingling Golden Pilsner, a modern Pilsner crafted with the perfect balance of hop and malt character. It's crisp, it's smooth, it's refreshment, it's Yingling.
Nice.
All right, that'll be my 36th caller, and that is yours, 215-263-WMGK. Hi, MGK, your caller 36. Who is this?
Hi, my name's Regina.
Hey, Regina, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, hey, it's my 36th anniversary. I'm doing great. Do you have a anniversary song for me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's Gary Moore's.
No. I don't want you to name a song. I want you to sing me an anniversary song. I mean, come on, I'm giving you a case of Yingling.
Okay, I can sing you a song.
All right, good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, sing it.
Okay, well, it's going to have to be the typical happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you.
My name's John DeBella, by the way, just in case.
I know your name.
We're pretty good, Regina.
I'm
pretty
enjoying
damn good.
Happy anniversary to you.
Well, thank you so much. Here's your case of Yingling.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Next Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, is the 50th anniversary of the White Album. And there's a new one. It's a White Album box set. The producer of that is Giles Martin, and Giles is on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Giles.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am well. Yourself, sir?
Very well, thank you. Nice to be talking to you.
Now, your dad had said that this would have made a better single album than it did a double album, and you've got a version that has 7 albums.
Yeah, I did it to annoy him. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, listen, I spent a long time with my dad. Some people are aware that I was his ears for a long time.
Yeah.
I'd travel with him, and people, especially in America, we were getting, you know, their favorite album, the White Album, he'd immediately grimace.
Uh-huh.
Because it wasn't his favorite record. It wasn't his favorite record because he had such a bad time making it. Because the Beatles, they made Sgt. Pepper, great experience. You know, he thought he had a handle on things. He was the architect of the sound, and they decided to make an album with no blueprint. So, yeah, he said this. But you know what? It's funny. It's like, you know, it's the same argument we had last year with Sgt. Pepper and where should Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields go on it.
Uh-huh.
It's not a single album. It's a double album. That's it. And it's a pretty good one. So, you know, that's the end of, really.
Along with the remixed version of the album, there are all of these. There's tracks from George Harrison's Escher Studio. There's tracks from Abbey Road that were never used. Tell us about some of those.
What we're trying to do with this project is tell the story of the White Album. So the Escher demos, which actually were the Beatles' home recordings, they weren't recorded at George's home studios. They mm-hmm. recorded, I think, each Beatle had their own tape machine, and they basically laid down demos of their songs. There's 27 tracks. And then you go into the studios, and with the White Album, what they did is they just basically jammed out songs and developed the songs as they went along. And so what we try to do here is go, okay, here are the original acoustic demos. It's like Beatles Unplugged, which sound amazing, by the way. And then here is them, an early take, and you hear conversations in the studio, and this myth of the White Album being this album of the Beatles hating each other. You hear them having a really good laugh making the record.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I felt like I opened a door in Abbey Road and fell through into 1968. And it just reappeared, really. I mean, it's pretty deep and it's pretty big. And so they recorded things like Across the Universe, Hey Jude, Lady Madonna, all of these songs during these sessions. People just don't realize it.
Was there a song that surprised you the most?
There's a few things that, I mean, you know, Happiness is a Warm Gun,
mm-hmm.
I suppose, I had forgotten about in a way. And then we came to mix it. And it's almost like a Zappa song. And it's got such rich textures in it. To mix it is amazing because that fuzz guitar that comes in on, I guess you could say it was a chorus, I don't know really, but
right.
It's that could never be too loud. You know, the White Album's a very visceral album. It's sort of some of the records that constantly punches you in the face when you're not expecting it. And that's what I'm sure, that's what we're trying to achieve in this mix, actually.
There's a conversation I have with a couple of artists, Peter Frampton and Graham Nash.
Lovely Peter Frampton, yeah.
It's about demos. And how the purity of a song is in the demo. Are any of these mixes, because I know there are demos, and then you've got these mixes that are, well, not electronic. They're working them out in the studio. Are any of them a better version of the song than what ended up being produced?
That's a really good question. It's hard in the Beatles world because each one of their songs becomes so iconic because it's Beatles. And it's
mm-hmm.
so difficult not to be biased in that. There is a certain purity to the Escher demos. But then, you know, the way the Beatles recorded is that they were, you know, there was no click track, you know, there was no
right.
thing to give them tempo. And so it's essentially, they generally chose the right takes. The thing about, if you knew Paul, and I'm sure John was the same, and George was the same, Ringo's the same, but I know Paul very well, he never, ever holds back. It's like he's sort of in a cage, and you put him in front of a microphone, and off he goes, you know, even now. And I think that was the case in the Beatles. So they never wanted perfection. They wanted performance all the time.
Well, each one of them had such iconic songs on that album, Back in the USSR for Paul, Dear Prudence for John, of course, While My Guitar Gently Weeps for George.
Yeah, I mean, there's a great outtake of While My Guitar Gently Weeps where it starts with George ordering sandwiches, you know. I'll have a cheese and Marmite sandwich. And then they start, and Eric Clapton's there. And during that, you know, there's a few verses of While My Guitar Gently Weeps with, bizarrely, halfway through, Paul starts playing Let It Be.
What?
yeah. It's like, you know, really? You know, he had this one now, did he? You know, that's the thing, you know. It's a slightly different version of Let It Be, but he's still playing Let It Be. it's that thing where they didn't stop creating, and you can hear the atmosphere in the studio, and the atmosphere is kind of warm. And I always thought the White Album had a cold atmosphere, but it just isn't.
Well, it's in stores now, the Beatles White Album, the special anniversary release, presenting new mixes in stereo and 5.1 surround sound, plus with previously unreleased demos and session recordings. Oh, wait till you hear the session recordings. It's available at a store near you. Giles Martin, our guest. Giles, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, listen, it's so great to meet you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9. MGK.
Tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday, this woman will be at Punchline Philadelphia. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. You probably know her from Saturday Night Live. Sashir Zamata is here.
Hello.
Am I saying it all right?
Zamata. Yeah, but you nailed the first name.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and you know, the great thing about your name is, even when, like, you were in school and they start calling you, you know, last name, first name, it works both ways.
Oh.
You could be Zamata Sashir.
That's true.
I mean, that would work. That would work perfectly fine.
It would. Yeah, no one did my name like that in school. My the thing that kids would say, mostly my cousins, to make fun of me was sausage tomato.
Yeah,
All right.
That appeals to an Italian like John.
No, just that sausage tomato.
I enjoy
sausage
and tomato. Yeah. I just don't want to be called that.
Now, you know, obviously, you were living in New York. You were doing Saturday Night Live. You said you're living in L.A. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
For Indianapolis,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Right? They have black people there.
They do. Yeah, just a few. Just my family and the Jacksons.
Okay,
just us. Nobody else. They're dancing, we're watching and clapping.
And you know, I don't know if you've noticed the similarity between myself and Sashir.
Oh, how so?
We have the same haircut, only in reverse.
That's incredible.
Yeah, my sides and the back are shaved off, and then you kept yours.
Yes, that's all I kept.
And you know, yours by choice, though.
Yes, mine is
yeah, yeah, I
actually, no, mine grows like this.
Oh, wow.
I wish I could grow the size, if only.
Now, okay, so there's that. Are you single?
I am dating.
You are dating?
I'm in a really happy relationship.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's how long did it take you to find a really happy relationship?
Oh, man. A while. It's been going on for 4 years. Uh-huh. But, yeah, we I don't know. I feel like we're both each other's first real adult relationship. I've been with a lot of... you know, boys before that that couldn't commit or right. I didn't want to commit for whatever reason. So, yeah, it's really nice to be in something that's, like, healthy.
Okay. All right. I mean, what was all in that dating time with the boys? Was it difficult?
Oh, yeah.
How?
Well, just like, I mean, some of them one guy used to break my stuff.
What?
I mean, not on purpose. Or maybe on purpose. I don't know. We broke my bed, which sucked. From, you know, too much loving. And
I've actually done that.
I was waiting for a twist, but it was what I thought.
No, it's that. And it sucked because, like, he didn't live in New York. He was out of town, but he would, like, come in. And, and then leave.
Good way to put it.
And so he broke this bed and he wouldn't be there, but I'd still be like, oh, it's so cute. Like, it's like our thing that we did together. And then it started turning sour. And then it was like this monstrous, horrible thing that happened where it was like, now my back hurts. I'm waking up in a bad mood every day being like, he did this.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that you worked in the happiest place on earth?
Oh, I did. Yeah,
you
did. Yeah.
You worked at Disneyland or World?
World.
In World.
Disney
okay.
World, yes.
All right, all right. The much more modern Disneyland.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, Disneyland's more old school.
And you were a character?
I was a character performer, yeah. I was friends with, that's how you say it. I was friends with Eeyore, which was nice because it was nice and roomy because some air in there.
Uh-huh.
I was friends with Pluto, which was really wonderful because kids love Pluto so much.
Right.
They would, like, come up to me and be like, you remind me of my dog at home. And I'd be like, how? Like, I'm like 6 feet tall, standing on two legs. Like, what dog do you have at home that looks like this? That's yellow? It just made no sense. Like, dumb kids.
So it's just those two?
Also Mrs. Incredible.
Okay. Oh, you're right in Steve's wheelhouse there.
Oh, I love the Incredibles.
There's a weird fascination with her online, isn't there?
Oh, I don't know.
Thick with two C's.
Yes, correct.
With two C's.
She's milfy.
Yeah.
She's milfy.
Yeah, she's got curves and...
Wait, what are the two C's?
Big dumper. I don't know. That's how they spell it online.
Yeah. It, picture it in your head.
It's what the kids are saying these days.
Oh, I see. Now I can visualize it. Now I get it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's that tight suit and the big butt.
Yeah. It's, I tried, so like I'm curvy and, or more curvy, I was more curvy. I've been exercising. Thank you very much for noticing.
I thought they gave you a suit. I thought they gave you like an hourglass suit.
And they, for that particular costume, we did have to wear like 11 pairs of spandex and like a padding for the hips.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And one day I was like, I could probably just do it myself. I have enough. And it wasn't enough. Because of course they made it a cartoonish curves. Sure, mine were just like a normal person's curve.
Is anything real these days?
No.
It's upsetting.
It's all magic. But there was one day where I was wearing the suit and like the way the helmet goes on, or like the head, it's like a hair helmet and then the face just kind of pops on with magnets.
Oh, wow.
And for some reason, I'm just like standing in front of the kids and my face fell off. And I like grabbed it before it hit the floor and like tried to like turn around and like put it back on. And then Mr. Incredible like stood in front of me trying to block the kids from me. But I'm sure there was like at least a couple kids who saw me and was like, is there a sweaty black girl inside of Mrs. Incredible? What is this? And there was. The answer is yes, there is a sweaty black girl in all of us.
So she is a Maida.
Yes.
Is going to be at Punchline Philly tonight and tomorrow night. One show tonight at 8 o'clock and then two shows Saturday, tomorrow and Saturday, rather, at 7:30 and 9:45. Get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Welcome to Philly. Thank you so much for coming in this
morning.
Thank
you for having me.
It's really great to meet you, and now we can take pictures together and see if we can just have one.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.